Witches' brooms don't last forever, you know.
They grow old. Even the best of them, eventually, they lose their power.
On very rare occasions, a broom can lose its power without warning and fall with its passenger to the earth below.
Which is just what happened one cloudy autumn night many years ago.
On this autumn night, the witch's broom gave out and she fell from the sky.
As the morning came, the widow, Minna Shaw, awoke to see in her vegetable garden a bruised, bloody witch. So as the nice woman the widow was, she tucked the witch in her bed.
The witch asked the widow to close the curtains and she fell to sleep. When she awoke at midnight, her wounds were completely healed.
She walks quietly in the widow's house. She comes in the living room where she meets the widow, sleeping in a chair. The witch takes a lump of red coal and starts to make a fire outside, which turned blue when she puts her hair in the fire.
Then she saw another witch. The other witch circled, landed, and they spoke briefly. Then they both flew off, leaving the powerless broom behind.
I awoke and found the witch was gone, left her broom behind. It wasn't a surprise to me. Witches have unusual powers. I started using the broom around the house.
One morning, the widow was still in bed. Once she heard a sound that seemed to be coming from the kitchen.
I peeked in and saw something that made my heart jump. There was the broom, sweeping the floor all by itself. It stopped for a moment and turned to me. Then it went back to work.
Minna was frightened at first, but the broom was harmless. It was doing a very good job. Unfortunately, it swept all day.
Around sunset, to get some peace and quiet, she locked up the broom in her closet.
Soon, Minna Shaw felt guilty and let the broom out. She taught it to do things only once. She taught it to chop wood, fetch water, feed the chickens, and bring in the cow.
One of the Spivey boys saw the broom and told his father.
Is it true? Does she have such a broom?
Yes, Father, she does have such a broom.
Is that your broom?
Oh, yes.
Minna Shaw answered.
It's wonderful.
She told her neighbor about the broom and took it around the house where it chopped wood.
This is a wicked thing. This is the devil!
Not even a week has passed before the widow's neighbors found about the broom. Soon, more distant neighbors came to see the broom, play piano, and do work.
One day, two Spivey boys and their dog were kicking stones at the broom.
The Spivey boys would not leave the broom alone. They called the broom names, and the broom just ignored them. But then they got sticks and started poking the broom.
The broom turned around and knocked them on their heads as hard as it could.
Sick him, boy!
The dog leaped onto the broom, and then the broom whipped the dog high into the sky.
That evening, Mr. Spivey and others went to the widow's home.
Mr. Spivey opened the door. Minna was frightened.
We've come for the broom. It has beaten my sons and likely done worse to my dog. Yeah!
Of course, if it could do such a thing, it must be destroyed.
The men came into the widow's house.
I could tell that the men would not be leaving without my broom.
She led them into the kitchen.
It sleeps here. If you move it carefully, it will not wake up.
The men opened the closet door and revealed the slumbering broom. They tied it up in yards of yarn.
They took it outside and lit it on fire.
Life returned to normal around the widow's farm. The Spiveys even found their dog in a tree.
I have seen the ghost of the broom. It was as white as snow and it moved through the woods carrying an axe.
Mr. Spivey saw the broom circle closer and closer around his house every night.
The next day, Mr. Spivey and his 8 children had gotten their dearest possessions and left. He asked if the widow would like to come along, but she said no.
The widow went to the road to wave goodbye.
One night, the widow was listening to some simple tunes on the piano.
The widow looked up at the broom and smiled at the broom. Not a ghost at all, but still covered in white paint.
You play so nicely.